Miodrag Perisic is the deputy chairman of the Democratic Party in Serbia. It's one of the members of Zajedno, the coalition that's been staging anti-government protests for the past several weeks. Perisic denies reports that the coalition includes many nationalists who support the idea of Serbian expansionism and who backed Bosnian Serb leader and indicted war criminal Radovan Karadzic.
I don't think that nationalism is strong among the opposition. I think that the primary issues that emerge now are economy and democracy.
But within the coalition, would you not find people who believe that, even within your party in the coalition, people who believe that Slobodan Milosevic didn't take the war far enough in Bosnia, didn't support the Bosnian Serbs enough?
No, it's completely different perception. First of all, my party was the only one who tried to organize the meeting of all of the opposition parties before the war started, before the explosion of the war and the hatreds in Sarajevo. When it started, everybody was fully aware of the fact that Mr. Milosevic pulled the trigger of nationalism, and Mr. Milosevic actually started the war. And he had at that time two long-range goals. One was to enlarge the territories that he is controlling, and the second is to use the fuel of nationalism to preserve communism.
Does your party believe in a greater Serbia, though, in that particular cause?
No. No.
But isn't Zoran Djindjic, the head of your party, the Democratic Party, well known as a supporter of Radovan Karadzic and the Bosnian Serbs?
Maybe it appeared like that in media, but also I have to admit that we learned our lessons concerning the international community perception of the situation and concerning the perception of what was in Serbia internal issues and affairs. Mr. Djindjic didn't support Mr. Karadzic as an individual. Mr. Djindjic tried to convince Mr. Karadzic to divorce from Mr. Milosevic in the first place, and then I have to admit that Mr. Karadzic was the first among the Serbs who got rid of communism in Republika Srpska.
So, in fact, you were supporting Karadzic?
No, we were supporting the changes and getting rid of communism, which we failed.
But to do that, you would support Mr. Karadzic?
Well, we didn't support Mr. Karadzic, if I may say. We supported Bosnian Serbs to create society different from the communist society.
How does that complicate the coalition? Now, it seems to me that the coalition is attacking the Serbian president from the left and from the right. In other words, it's calling for more of a democracy, and it's also, in some ways, calling for a stronger nationalism, a stronger Serb awareness in Serbia and Yugoslavia.
No, you never hear from the even from the people marching, means from the Belgrade citizens and from the opposition leaders. You can never hear that there is any call for the strengthening the position of Serbian nationalism. There are some calls that we have to go back to sound roots of our tradition, which was the tradition of the freedom from last 200 years or so. There was a certain tradition when the first Serbian king was translating John Stuart Mill, introducing democratic and Western values there. So that's what we call tradition of Serbia. We have good tradition in Serbia of democracy, and that's what we are calling upon now. Nobody's talking about any nationalism. More than that, we even have sent very clear messages to the ethnic groups in Serbia that the main task is to introduce democracy, which will decrease or eliminate ethnic tensions that in the framework and in context of democracy and democratic network of democratic institutions, they have to take part in Serbian democracy, and this will be very good for the prosperous future of Serbia.
If Slobodan Milosevic, the president of Serbia, would walk out on the streets one day and say, okay, you guys win, you got it, I don't want any bloodshed here, I don't want any trouble, I don't want any political violence, you have the new government, and you have your meeting the next day, what sort of new government could it be? What do you want?
This is a very tough question. The new government must be, first of all, the government of the experts. which means the government which will first count losses and benefits and try to give the insight of the burden and consequences of communism and Milosevic rule, first of all. Because country is robbed, economy is in catastrophic shape, and also the institutions are demolished from inside by bad rule, bad management of Milosevic people. This government would be sacrificed for the future governments, democratic governments, and we do see them as the people who can open the doors and try to re-establish the communication with the international community, try to reintegrate Serbia and Montenegro and Yugoslavia.
So you would have an interim government and then democratic elections, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. What we need really is to recognize the outcome of the elections so that election as itself, as an democratic institution, must be recognized in Serbia. Milosevic is recognizing elections so far when he wins. But when he's not winning, he's using all the fraudulent methods, all the manipulation and power games not to recognize the outcome of the elections. Mr. Milosevic is making the policy decisions behind the scene. He's never appearing in public. He's never saying. He's never informing. Mr. Milosevic never went to see the people. I don't think personally even that he likes the idea of people and the idea of democracy. So Mr. Milosevic is the last remaining dinosaurus, the dictator in Europe. Really.
It's interesting you say that because when you were describing him, I was thinking of Tito. Many of the same things you're saying about Milosevic certainly could have been said of Marshal Tito.
Oh, yes,
but
some
of
them.
He was a hero.
But he was a brave person when there were some turbulent points or turning points in history. He was facing the people, informing them about the steps that he will take, or he and top communist leadership. So different to Tito, Mr. Milosevic is a coward.
Miodrag Perisic is the deputy chairman of the Democratic Party in Serbia.